We supped last evening on purple potatoes just harvested from our garden. We had zucchini, tomatoes, and lemon cucumbers from our daughter's garden on Greenfield Ranch. Our eggs came from our three very busy chickens. Many of us in this bioregion know the great joy of eating out of our gardens. It is for me, coming from the Bronx, where our vegetables came frozen in a plastic bag with the butter already on them, a joyous occasion. Our prayers of gratitude around the table are awesome in the true definition. We are blessed, all of us. Every day in this county, there is a farmer's market where we can support the local economy in the most realistic way, hand to mouth. We are in a state of grace. That's better than being in the state of California, which is basically a state of panic. Those of us who live in grace must feed each other. In fact, there is a benefit for the Fort Bragg Food Bank on August 8th at the Catholic Church Hall in Fort Bragg. It's an abalone and cioppino feast, and the proceeds feed the poor. So rarely mentioned these days. I know we hear a lot about the middle class, but many of the middle class are quickly joining the ranks of the poor. When I saw the pictures in the paper of the lawmakers in Sacramento ecstatic over their configuring of their new budget, I wanted to freak out. Pinching cheeks and slapping backs because they were relieved that their untenable task was complete. But for those who will shoulder the blows of their cruel mathematics, this is no time for celebration and congratulations. Unemployment and foreclosures are at all-time highs. You know what I want to know? Where's our bailout? The county just lost 5 deputies and 8 mental health workers. Who will watch over us? I received an urgent request today from Linda Jupiter to call the governor's office to ask him to spare the multipurpose senior services program that serves the elderly and works to keep in-home care rather than relocate to a nursing home. I read in the Chronicle this morning how it costs $49,000 per year to incarcerate someone and only $4,600 to educate them. Yet the new California budget slashes education funding to pieces, but prisons are cash cows. To further balance the books, Schwarzenegger is killing the state's CalWORKS program, which serves more than 500,000 poor families with children, as well as the elimination of Healthy Families, which provides medical coverage to 928,000 children and teens, saving a mere $1.4 billion and at the same time devastating hundreds of thousands. Penny wise, pound foolish. Then, closest to home, I received an alarming phone call from one of my best friends in the whole world, Heidi. We've known each other since fourth grade, and she's in dire straits. Her employer cut her hours in half. Her mortgage is in arrears. She applied for medical insurance 100 days ago, and she was told she'd hear back in 90 days. Today, they told her they can't find her application. She isn't feeling well, and she said, "You know, I just want to die. There's no way I'm going to let my friend die. Our family will get it together to make sure she lives and continues to bring the joy of her enormous laughter and spirit for years to come. Like when we were kids growing up on Long Island, she used to eat at my house every night, and she'll do that again if she has to. We'll just grow more food. We'll buy some cows and pigs and more chickens, and we'll build a little cabin for my friend Heidi because she deserves a bailout. She is too big to fail." This is Sherry Glazer Love.